Welcome, everyone, to Crucible Radio, the podcast for all things Death Sound. Come on. How can I hold it in? We got this huge update from Bungie. We got, more detail
back on
the...
Track.
Okay.
Back, buddy.
Okay. So we're going to talk about this thread. They've given us a lot of details and all the guns. They've given us, numbers that we never
had
before.
Come on, man. Professionalism.
Rangefinder was 20... Okay. So we're gonna talk about all the new weapons and and we're gonna talk about how we did last week. We're gonna talk about sweaties and what we're learning so far. We're trying to get better. We're evaluating. So okay. Can we do it? Are we good?
Yeah.
Are
shut up.
Good?
Man,
let's
talk about
jump
it.
Out.
Oh, let's go.
Hey, Swain. Hey, Birds.
How are you guys doing this week, Bones? How you feeling?
Well, I'm frustrated.
Frustrated?
Yeah.
I'm a little agitated myself, to be honest.
I am.
A little overwhelmed.
Miffed.
You're miffed?
Swain, you're miffed?
Yes.
This is it. This is the new thing. We're not good anymore.
We're not great.
We got problems. And we're going to let you guys know. You're going to hear about them.
Exactly. And it all comes down to the Crucible. I take you back to the past week since you last heard from me. We've been playing sweaties. I've been playing a lot of skirmish. And to be honest, I'm actually at a pretty good spot comparatively. Compared to my entire history of Crucible, I don't totally understand how Destiny Tracker scores work, but I believe I'm in the top 3% now. I feel good about that. Wanted to
Golf
do a little
clap.
Brag.
This is going to make it all the more entertaining when you tell us why you're so frustrated.
I'm so frustrated because I'm hitting a plateau and I'm kind of, instead of stopping, pulling back and looking at it and figuring out why, I'm kind of bashing my head into the wall, hoping eventually I'll break through it.
Sure, trying to power through.
Exactly. And
gotta keep on keeping on.
Yeah, pretty much all day and sort of in preparation of this podcast, I've been thinking about that and try to really analyze my own game and figure out ways I can progress moving forward and then hopefully give some advice on how to do it for others as well as I go through that process. But it's tough, but I see a bright light ahead.
You should try the bicycle kick. I hear that works the best.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Swain,
that was last week.
This is Crucible.
Yeah.
We're going to play Rocket League after this. Don't worry.
All right.
Oh, I can't wait.
But that's not why you're miffed, right, Swain?
No, I mean, I'm kind of in the same spot as you. I've got all of these tips going from all these people and these great people that we've had on the show and people that are on the sub. And I'm kind of trying to do them all at once. And it's it's getting to me a little bit. I end up switching my guns throughout the entire match. Like, maybe this will work this time. Maybe this will work. And I've kind of got to sit down, talk to myself, have a nice beer, and say, you should just pick one gun and use that for this match. Maybe for the whole night. Maybe the whole match. I understand.
It's your primary. That's what primary's there for, right?
Right here.
Put that shotgun away.
I honestly, like you said, I have quite improved since we started as far as Destiny Tracker goes.
Definitely.
And I've seen it, through my snipes, through my gameplay, through my KD. It's just a matter of, trying to pinpoint where I can get better now and just keep at it. But there's something bigger out there that we may talk about this episode. What about you, Birds? What about you? You've been up to? What's got you angry?
Yet. Well,
what do you?
Let's not uncork that genie yet, guys. I can feel look, we've all been playing the same sweats together. We know, we all know how the others play. We all have won and lost together. I think the thing that frustrates me is I'm concerned that I have hit the peak for my mechanical ability at shooters on a console, which is not to say that I've maxed out and I'm
you know, I'm great. But just to say that, like, I might not be getting any better. And I think one of the things that I realized is, like, as I learn these maps better and I force myself to experiment, I get great advice from the people we have on our show. And, you know, and even in specific ways, I see my mechanics get better, right? Like, I can snipe now. Like, I'm not the best. I lose a lot of battles. But I can, I, you know, if judging by the number of clips I save for my upcoming montage, like, I definitely am getting better at it. And yet, I still just lose a lot of 1v1s, you know? The mechanics just aren't there, and so much of it's like, all right, if I play 5 rumble mashes, I'll finally feel like, okay, my last word is in check, and I can hit those hipfire headshots, and I can get the quick kills. But I don't have time to play 5 rumble matches at the start of every night, and I worry that, you know, I'm just never going to get any, you know, I can get smarter, and I can play a better mental game and a better map game and all that, but I'm just, you know, I'm going to need to do that because the mechanics of spinning around and keeping track of where people are and jumping at the right times and having the reactions that you need to have and getting that headshot dialed in, maybe I'm not getting any better. Maybe this is it.
Well, I think it's more of a, along the lines of a lot of these people have been playing forever, it seems. Like everyone we talk to, it seems like they've been at it since, you know, Halo 1. Yep. And I gotta tell myself that I haven't been playing since Halo 1, and the mechanics just aren't there yet. You know, I'll get them. It's just a lot of muscle memory that I don't have yet, and once you get it down, I feel like eventually it'll just click, and you'll just be like, all right, yeah, I get it now. We're kind of expecting these quick and easy fixes, but it's more of like, you know, slow and steady. We've had our quick and easy fixes as far as like, oh, my Destiny tracker score went up. Oh, my KD went up. I think we got to look for the long-term fixes now. You know, the underlying stuff.
So much of the stuff that when you pick up early in this game, because this is really my first first-person shooter. I mean, I've been playing first-person shooters forever, but competitively, online, I mean, this is new territory. I think when, you know, I first get started, there's so much just obvious stuff that you don't know that you get these huge revelation kind of moments. I mean, I talked about one last week where it's like, oh, my KD just doubled and it seems to be staying up there. Like, I definitely know something new. But you get to a certain point, especially when you're playing sweaties, so you're putting yourself in situations where you're playing against smart people who are trying to play well. They're not, you know, they're not just running around. They're not just blueberries. And these big 50% bumps, these 25% bumps start turning into 3% edges or 2% edges or, you know, 3 more kills than last time and then 1 less kill the next time. And just, you know, these improvements become smaller and smaller and smaller the higher you get up in the game. I mean, I should give myself credit. I'm a decent player and I know I'm improving, but it's tough to stay focused on that sometimes.
Mm-hmm, certainly. Well, hey, guys. I think we should definitely come back to this and really figure out how we can continue to grow and maybe give each other some advice. But I do have something that you guys might want to talk about to really cheer us up immediately, like instantly.
Wait. Could it possibly be?
Yeah.
That someone might be getting rid of final round snipers?
Yeah.
Oh, and it might have something to do with that. Might. Exactly. It also might involve... let's see.
What guns?
Some of the most common weapons being adjusted a little bit.
What?
Some guns that you miss coming
Everything
back into the frame.
Everything being adjusted a little bit.
Everything. There's brand new news about weapon balancing coming in patch 2.0. Not for a while, but this has been the biggest Crucible announcement of 2015, I think. I think it far surpasses even the special ammo change to Crucible, and we are going to go through this announcement and really discuss the major weapon types and the things that are going to most impact the Crucible, the metagame, and the state of the game in a big major way.
Well, yeah.
I think it is safe to say that we have never gotten an announcement like this before. The level of detail, the breadth of it. I mean, so much of Bungie's approach to this for a long time has just been like, well, we'll give them the gist of it, and then they're gonna figure it out. to see, I mean, hard numbers on things that we've never seen before, like Rangefinder. Like, you gave us the percentages real offhandedly. Yeah. Now I know what Rangefinder has been doing this whole time, and right. I can enjoy this percentage for the couple months. But this level of openness and of explanation of it is pretty amazing, and it's a little overwhelming.
Not only do we get information about the future of guns in the Crucible, but we get information on the past, and that's almost even more helpful. It gives us a sense of where we're at right now and where we're going. But I think it's also important to note that this is Destiny Weapon Tuning 2.0. That's the name of the article, and it's called an update preview. This is not patch notes, and I don't think we can expect these for a while, obviously. So that is subject to change, and this conversation will remain just a tad bit speculation and sort of
what we expect.
It's happening. It's happening.
Despite all Birds' reluctances, we are going to speculate the crap out of this episode.
Well, in order to do that, I have to say this, which is this is an incredible dump of information, and most of this is probably going to carry through. But the reality is, and like let's keep this in mind, we have no idea what the new metagame arising out of this is going to be.
Exactly.
There are so many things changing, so many things being adjusted. I mean, their goal is to balance, right? And balance means that there's a lot of space up at the top. I mean, I hope that there's more than just two top tier guns that are viable. Mm-hmm. But what those guns might be, or what surprises we might see, or when everyone decides that we're just going to use the same two guns, what those are going to come down to is entirely up in the air. We don't know anything for sure from this.
I would say that the meta probably won't even present itself until like months after this drops.
Certainly.
But also, I'd like to add back at the beginning there, in their article, actually it says it will drop before the Taken King. So we have mm-hmm. a time frame. We know it's going to be, it's, as of this recording, Taken King comes out in 60 days, 2 months. So I'm assuming right before they're going to, do this patch, get everything in there, leave a little bit of room in case they got to do some final tweaks. So you're looking at maybe like the first week of September, right around there.
Mm-hmm. But even considering that, Swain, I think what we also have no way of knowing is how the future guns will work. I mean, there's been some videos with the lucky few who are able to test out some of the new subclasses and the new weapons, and mm-hmm. it does feel like everything does work a little bit differently. Hand cannons, it seemed like they have a different kick. Yeah. Sidearms seem to be, feasible, and so even whatever could happen to our current weapons might apply differently to future weapons. There's just so much that is up to change.
They definitely address it in some of the weapons in this article. They say like, mm-hmm. that the Taken King weapons will be different than the House of Wolves and previous weapons. They'll feel different. They'll have, different perk trees and all that, but we will see some like crossover.
Exactly.
So we're going to get somewhere from a day to a month to figure out what doesn't work anymore. And then we get all the new guns and start figuring out what the new magic is.
With that being said, though, this goes as advice for everyone. Don't dismantle your guns right now.
Don't dismantle anything. They're going to give you vault space at the same time. Just hold out.
Yeah, hold out.
Just hold out.
Keep your guns.
I think that's purely speculation.
You're going to probably regret, one or two of them. So
wait, you mean like I regret right. dismantling 900 weapon parts back when I was bored in Dark Below?
Oh,
did I ever tell you about that?
No, I have actually, the sympathy I had for you and your addiction to weapon parts entirely evaporated. You can.
I burned through about 400 since House of Wolves, so I have been using them, and I did get very, very unlucky with a couple guns where I was shooting for a specific build. So
poor baby.
I don't feel like I'm it's not right for me to be sad, but I did make some mistakes, and I've learned from that, and I won't be holding square for very long. I know that now.
Lock yep. everything.
Well, let's just jump right into it.
We're here.
There's a lot to discuss. Auto rifles. First things first.
They shoot fast.
You hold the trigger.
Kill, pew, pew.
Bang, bang. Blah, blah, blah.
I got to say, we played a fun sweaty round the other night on Inferno Skirmish with auto rifles, and it was so much fun.
Oh, my God.
I don't use them because all I play is PvP. They're so much fun. My Monte Carlo is hilariously enjoyable to use. What I like about this is that, and we see this throughout the entire thing, is that they've chosen roles for the guns. I mean, there's a bit of confusion because we have three different types of rifle, which is like, okay, mid to long range. And so you've got your scouts, your pulses, and your auto, but it has to be more than something just than the rate of fire. And they've carved out a space here. They've said auto rifles are close to mid range. If you want to go for long range, you can do it. We'll have an archetype for that, but hopefully we have something that is competitive at short ranges with the time to kill that can compete with the last word or just, you know, shotguns.
Yeah, it might these might sort of fend off the people who are comfortable closing that gap super quickly. Sometimes that's the scariest thing, when someone can get on top of you before you know it, and you've got even Thorn. I mean, you've got that gun out, and sometimes you can get that nice hip fire, but there's nothing that's really going to stop someone 10 feet away from you besides another shotgun. And with the auto rifle change, it looks like we might be able to keep things at bay a little bit, which I'm excited for.
Yeah, and one of the great things about auto rifles is that when you do fire on someone, it kind of is disorienting. So it makes sense to have it be more of a close range, you know, to kind of mid, you know, the drop-offs there. But, you know, closing the gap, like you said, is going to be a little bit easier for those.
Yeah, it's almost how I use Bad Juju sometimes, because a lot of people don't consider this, but Bad Juju has a perk for firing from the hip, and it's really stable when you're doing so. And sometimes there are times where I will fire from the hip to keep someone, you know, Titan shoulder charging me or something like that, and it works. And I think the auto rifles will do that even better, where you can stop someone from just charging at you full force because they won't want to get close to you.
So, you know, they've really embraced, I mean, they're still calling them an auto rifle, but they've embraced this idea of the submachine gun, like what we might think of as an MP5 in a, you know, in another game. Mm-hmm. Something that sprays a lot of bullets, it does it quick, you can fire it from the hip, and it's not meant to snipe people with. You're not going to do enough damage if you have to pick off individual shots. But you don't want to get up close to it. To have something in the primary category that can accomplish that, aside from the last word, is exciting. And I can't believe I'm speculating. We're doing it. Okay.
We're doing it. It's happening. Embrace it.
You know, we're going to get a bunch of fun new guns.
Feels so dirty.
Well, look, we got a lot of auto rifles now, like Suros or Shingen, that are just like, they look exactly like all the other rifles. They just shoot faster. I suspect we're going to get more guns that feel like SMGs. They're smaller, they spray bullets, and they really fill that niche.
Well, with the changes to stability and range as well, you're going to have the option. It sounds like they're really about options. You can sort of cater the gun to your own style, but maybe with a higher stability, these mid-impact to low-impact auto rifles will do even greater work up close, because you have that high rate of fire, and someone charging you is going to get, you know, 60 bullets in under a second. And that could be, you know, it could bring the many different archetypes together and have different uses for all three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so next we have pulse rifles, and I'm a little sensitive about this one. It's actually the one I kind of care a lot about, and I'm probably biased towards it. I love Bad Juju, and we've got this wording here about mid rate of fire, mid speed, and I'm actually kind of surprised, because, you know, and I have a small subject, a sample size of the playbook and things like that, where it seems like everyone is in love with the Messenger, Hopscotch Pilgrim, and only really refers to Red Death when we're talking exotics. But this mid speed archetype, I'm surprised that it seems like Bungie is more sensitive to this style rather than the high impact, low rate of fire. And I am interested to see what happens with this, because if that gets affected and is maybe possibly more difficult to use, the high impact stuff could truly be out of control. But and of course, yeah, that's speculation.
It does. That's probably one of the red flags that we'll see, you know, going forward. You know, keep your eye on the pulse rifles.
Mm-hmm.
They might be up there.
But with the, you know, increased mag size, Bad Juju is good at range. The mid-tier, like All Fate, I love that gun. Mm-hmm. Solid at range. It could be that to be effective, you just got to back up just a little bit. you know, and really play that mid range, and it could still be dominant. But I'm on my toes for this weapon group. I'm a little nervous, but hey, that's just me.
So I got to admit, the magazine size is nice. I always wish, you know, whenever I pull out Red Death, I'm always wishing that I had just one or two more bursts in the mag. One thing, and this is not really pulse rifle related, but I was really happy to see this in here. They say base damage for the mid-speed, most common rate of fire, is now tuned so that the victim's armor stat is the deciding factor in time to kill. And I'm so excited to see that, because one thing that's been argued to death on the sub is, well, what should I optimize my build for? Should I optimize it for armor or for agility? Some people say recovery. And there's a big list of things that say, okay, well, if you go for high armor, this is what you can survive. And if you go for low armor, here's what you can't. And so much of it just boils down to like, well, if you have high armor, you can tank a trip mine. And if you don't have high armor, it's pretty much the same, except you can't tank a trip mine. And it just makes me so happy to see that they've decided to really factor that into determining whether something like a pulse rifle is a two burst kill or a three burst kill. To know that they're working that range to make, you know, a couple points in armor make a huge difference in survivability and really give you a tough choice to make, give you a real meaningful choice aside from just, well, do you want to survive a trip mine or not? I was just happy to see that. I'm glad
that
they
care. Make a controversial statement?
I'll allow it.
Go ahead.
And this is coming from a Voidwalker, but I don't like the RAM. And this plays directly into it with this attention to armor level with pulse rifle kills. The RAM obviously boosts your armor. And here we have something that might totally make the change or make you decide, am I going to use this pulse rifle or not? Well, if someone's running a high armor build, this is going to be three bursts instead of two. That doesn't sound too fun. And what guarantees that it's going to be a three burst if you're running the right setup, the RAM? So this armor detail is really big. I think it's so subtly touched on in this update, but I think it's huge as far as what people go into loadout wise when they're going into PvP. I think it's really going to have an impact.
See, I love to see that. And I love to think about the RAM here, because what the RAM basically says is, well, okay, if you want it to be a three burst kill, but you also love agility and recovery, you can build for agility and recovery, and maybe with the RAM will take you back up, but you're giving up your exotic perk to do it. It's giving you a mechanism to try and balance this equation, but you're giving up something in exchange for it because you don't have, you know, Skull of Ahamkara. You don't have fast revive.
Well, we've talked enough about pulse rifles. Let's move
No, we
on.
Haven't. You're right, we have.
You're just eager to get to scout rifles, I can't blame you. Take us away, man.
Let's move on to scout rifles. This was almost non-existent in the update. They didn't mention it too much, but they did kind of hit on one type. And they say that right here, it says their goals were to make it the best primary weapon for long-range engagements. I love scout rifles, and I love working from long range. I love kind of ticking away at someone who's trying to hit me with Thorn from across the map. It's not working right now, but hopefully we'll get to hand cannons, and hopefully that'll change, and I'll be able to win those battles. But they are going to be increasing the base damage for medium to high rate of fire scout rifles.
Yep.
That is your Mida multi-tool. That is the archetype for that gun, and I'm so excited to see how this affects that gun, because increased base damage would mean that it will be a much quicker kill with your multi-tool. And increased magazine size, it's already got a 21, I think it's a 21 magazine size,
and 27 right, yeah. with
field scout, yeah,
perk.
So it could be even better with these changes. You might even want to run your field scout at that point for like a crazy like 30, maybe like 30
shoot forever
rounds. Yeah.
Yep.
And the reload's pretty quick on it too if you got those reload arms.
Absolutely.
So all in all, it's not really hit on here much. It's a, you know, it's a archetype that they said that like they feel pretty good about. You know, it's orbiting in a sweet spot, as they say.
Yeah, and like you're saying, that there's not a lot of changes to it. but it is a sweet spot that I think they're trying to make other weapons rise to the occasion and to be balanced around that. So it feels like there's not changes, but it could be because that it plays into the changes to other weapon classes.
Right. Exactly. This has become a reference point for other guns. I mean, I guess I'm just excited to see that there may be a little bit, you know, balance is all about creating space at the top. I would love to see some space for scout rifles in long range engagements, because long range currently you have Thorn, two headshot kill, and you have sniper rifles. And I think anyone who can reliably look down a scope and hit a headshot quickly in an engagement deserves that sniper rifle, and they deserve that one hit kill. But it would be nice to be able to run something else at that range, to not be forced to close the range to try and throw those guys off. You know, my first exotic was Mida, and I rocked scout rifles all through the first third of my time in Destiny. And it wasn't until I got in Crucible that I kind of had to give them up. I so reluctantly put my Mida down. I would love to see just a couple more options here that can really compete.
Swain, you mentioned the medium to high rate of fire. That doesn't include Gelion's Demise, right?
And no, that's
the Scholar.
That's more of the high impact ones. I would say if you have the marks right now, I would pick up the Deadshot Luna, because that's same type as the multi tool, and it has those, you know, it has the reforge ability. So like I'm gonna, you know, pick mine back up and kind of play with that around, and hopefully that will that'll be a viable option.
So up next we have, and we all saw it coming, right? We enjoyed it while it lasted. These were the glory days. These were the dreams. And they're bringing it to an end. We got the hand cannon. I don't want to say nerf. It's a mixed bag. There's some changes in here.
Look, I'm saying controversial statements, and we're speculating in this episode. I'm going to also say that the hand cannons are getting nerfed.
Yeah. let's face it.
I'll be the guy to say it.
Well, at a high level, I really like how they made something obvious that I think we all kind of knew, but that the scout rifle and the hand cannon are actually very similar. I mean, last episode we called Thorn a scout rifle, which currently it is.
Yes.
But to think that we have the rifle archetype, or well, the auto and pulse archetype, and then we've got the semi-auto archetype, and to really codify what the trade-off is between them. You know, the hand cannons, we're going to see less bullets in the mag. We're going to still have that higher impact, that higher damage than a scout rifle, but we're going to get our ranges tightened up a little bit. So some of that Thorn sniping that we're seeing, you know, it's tough to really say a lot about it because you just don't see a lot of regular legendary hand cannons in the Crucible today. Maybe they'll become viable here, but to know that they're taking our snipers, our one-handed snipers away from us, and they're making them guns that work when you play up close and when you treat them like that, but are not going to be just this universal standard against which all things are measured.
One thing I did really like, they kind of just throw it in the end there, is the reduced zoom when you're aiming down sights.
Yeah.
They want to offer you more width so that it's more of an up close kind of gun, so you see wider and not so much like down sights as you. And that kind of plays into the, you know, not letting you snipe someone from across the map because you can't even get the zoom. But they're forcing your hand into, you know, those close engagements. There's, you know, not trying to get you to like, is he across the map? Oh, let me just tick him with Thorn real quick.
You know, it's interesting. I think the Last Word and Thorn are two of my favorite sights in the game. I just love them because there's nothing to them. I mean, you've got good zoom on them, but they otherwise don't obstruct your view aside from the gun itself. And they just put a tiny, tiny dot on your target. And so it really is a great choice. It's just, you've got this huge field of view. You still have your situational awareness, but you're able to kind of snipe with them. Like, you're able to keep that and still get enough zoom to be able to shoot someone across the map and to know that they're not going to take that away, but they're going to make those shots that much harder to hit at a distance. I understand it because just the visual aspect of these scopes, it really works so well currently for long distance shooting.
Guys, I think something we got to, you know, consider here, though, and I think it's already the buzz on the mega threads. I saw it as soon as I, you know, got off work and hit the subreddit. But it's so interesting that we've already done it in this conversation, how many times we've analyzed The Last Word and Thorn in particular. But this sort of impacts all of the legendaries. And I gotta say, I think that hurts it. I think changing the ADS accuracy, final accuracy when firing from the hip, all those little tweaks might have, you know, they feel negative now. And it's true, but legendary hand cannons are already just not viable. Yeah. I think it's, I don't know. If I see another thread about how ill will with final round and luck in the chamber is like a mini hawk moon, I'm going to lose my mind.
Mini moons, right.
It's not going to work. It just doesn't work. And I'm worried that this is going to make that the some of the legendary builds that much harder to use. And I say this with optimism. I do. I think currently, yes, if this was the only change we got, it happened tomorrow, and we continued to play House of Wolves for another 3 months, it would not be great. But we know that there will be new perks. We know that the guns might work differently. There's a lot that can change. So I do have some optimism that think, maybe that's to go along with some of the new things that we just don't know yet. But I don't know. I'm a little worried.
That's fair. I mean, look, I've been saving my Revelator, my Fulcrum, my Her Mercy, my Lil Will. Just waiting for, I've got a slot in my vault, and those, it's precious, man. Like, there's not a lot of space in there. Waiting for this change to come out, so those are going to become viable. But a lot of the mini moons are kind of a joke right now. So I hope that the current perk set, the current guns, all these cool re-rollable legendary hand cannons that we have, I hope they have their day in the sun.
Yeah, well, we've talked about primary so far, which, of course, give us the most kills in the Crucible. But since the beginning of time, it feels like, not truly, but for so long, all we've talked about is special weapons. And I know the three of us have really loved sniping lately. We've talked to some really, really great snipers on the show. And I think it's great that those aren't really changing. Final round, it's gone. Deal with it. But what we really should discuss is the change to shotguns and the fact that we might see a fusion rifle again. Did you guys know that those were still in the game?
Yeah. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. I love a fusion for PvE. I mean, they do their job great because, you know, the mobs aren't immediately trying to kill me with only the intent that a person can.
They're not blinking at you.
Yeah, they're not blinking up into the air directly above me. I mean, I will say, looking at all these special weapons, it seems like, I mean, in hearing them talk about how they were so happy with the balance of House of Wolves until, you know, until I wrote that Reforged mega thread, I'm going to take all the credit, but we came out and we said, and everybody knew, keep on re-rolling until it's got aggressive ballistics and shot package and reinforced or rifled barrels, and then the last perk is up to you.
Sort of.
To see that we immediately, well, yeah, right, we all just want knee pads anyways. But to see that, like, they're kind of keeping the guns. It doesn't seem like they have a problem with the guns. They have a problem with the perks. And so the changes, the big changes that we see in the special weapon archetype are shot package, range finder, final round on snipers. They don't necessarily need to mess with the guns. They need to mess with the perks and the possible rolls we can get from the guns.
Right. Yeah, they don't want you re-rolling to one gun. Everybody using one shotgun. They want to give you more options. They want to make it so that you have to choose. You know, we saw it with the House of Wolves, like stuff like casket mag and, you know, injection mold, where they give you a great, like, stat spike, but you're taking at it at a cost. Like, it's going to come from somewhere else. And they, right at the end of the article, they said that's one of their intents. Moving forward, you're going to have to choose. And that's going to make each shotgun kind of different. You know, there won't be too much of a, you know, here's your shotgun with, you know, aggressive ballistics and all that we were talking about. I like that. I like, you know, you're going to have to figure something out that works for you.
Yeah, this shot package accuracy buff reduced by 30%. I think that's one of the biggest numbers in this article.
Yep.
As far as percentage goes. And of course, they all apply differently, but that is huge. That's, you know, a third of that accuracy gone. So it, like you said, we're going to be seeing different perks show up, and I think that's exactly what they want. I do think that shotguns, they might still be a favorite. Let's be honest, they're easy to use. They get it done. And I just think that it's going to tweak the mind game and the agility game a little bit differently, which is kind of exciting, because I think, we always discuss perks. It's the thing that everyone has to start with when they're trying to take it seriously. But when you're talking about the mind game, talking about positioning, like I'm going to get into with skirmish, it's going to change how you blink, how you approach, how you wait for people around corners. I'm very excited for that, and I think it's going to make the gun that true skill weapon that it should be, not the, you know, beginner's weapon that some people just clearly excel at, which I'm excited for.
Yep. I mean, I've seen no evidence in here to suggest that blink shotgun is going away. Mm-hmm. I mean, I suspect that somebody like Invicta or Tex is not going to have a lot of trouble taking whatever this new metagame is and getting right up on top of people and making them feel bad. But one thing I noticed in here that kind of got me thinking is that they spelled out, look, one of our goals for shotguns is to complement melee attacks and other close quarters class builds. And maybe, and you know, we'll see how the new subclasses interact with this. Maybe we're finally going to break the lock on intellect and discipline. Maybe there's a case for strength now.
Yeah, that's true.
That, you know, if you're going to play blink shoddy, that's fine. But, you know, if you're going to, you know, do the trials thing and jump into the middle of three people blink shotgunning, you're going to need at least one of those to finish the gap with a blink strike or with whatever the warlock face slap is.
Pocket sand.
Pocket sand.
Right. Pocket
sand. And we've got three new melees coming in that we don't even know really how work in the meta. It's going to be so cool. Like, apparently hunters can, you know, put wizard smoke down. Who knows how that could pair with a new shotgun or new fusion? It's exciting.
I will say, if they're going to nerf shot package and rangefinder, and they're going to make it, you know, when they brought in the reforge mechanic for everything, they tapped into a part of my brain that is just like the reason I don't go to Vegas. I wouldn't even do anything interesting. I'd just be locked into one incredibly unrewarding slot machine, just putting in quarter after quarter and cranking it. I certainly wouldn't mind some new, better perks, because I feel like the part of the reason shot package is such a top of the perk chain right now is that everything else kind of sucks. Like, a lot of these stuff, like, oh, you refill the mag when I do my super. Okay, so I'll get four rounds twice a match. I would love to see some more options in there. So the Reforge really feels like what I think they meant it to be, which is here is a gun with a whole set of perks that give a whole new synergy that may work together, that are going to dictate your play style more than just here's the good one and here's the one you settle for and here's what you throw away because it's worthless.
You know, on the topic of perks, I say this a lot to my Destiny buddies, to you guys, and whoever I'm in a party chat with, but the perks has been their experiment for year one. I firmly believe that that's been their biggest experiment with the Crucible, and that why we haven't seen balances come out sooner. People say that there's just been, I don't know, a silence from Bungie on weapon issues, but there really hasn't. I mean, the perks introduced with House of Wolves were huge. They changed the game in a lot of ways. And I think, you know, it's some people are salty about the final round and things like that, or no field scout, but those were things that, hey, they didn't really know how it was going to work in a game. And it's young. It's so young. It's really tough to believe with how many hours we've all put into this game. But, you know, my biggest comparison is Halo 4, which is using weapons that were designed 6, 7, 10 years ago. Prior to Halo 4, they've had so much time to fine tune those and perfect them. But here's a new thing. It's a new game, and it comes out with some perks that are a little overpowered. We can't really be that upset to not see final round anymore and to see changes to special ammo. It's just the evolution of this game. And in 10 years and 9 years, it's going to be very different. And that's, and part of this year is making that game, this future game, hypothetically so incredible. So
I gotta say, there's this quote right at the very top that I love so much, which is, because, like, look, you know, they are reading the forums, they hear every single one of those complaint threads about throwing final round and shotgun, blah, blah, blah. But just this quote up top, we heard your voices and we felt your pain, but plucking a few meatballs out of this massive plate of spaghetti proved to be very risky. Mm-hmm. I got to say, John Wisniewski, sorry, I got nothing but respect for the work that they put into this. And honestly, I prefer this approach. I mean, to have them really take the time to not just respond to, hey, we want you to get rid of Final Round. Final Round sucks, which, like, oh, a Final Round sniper, it's a tool, it's in the game. To really give us a lot of time to experience and maximize and learn how to counter all of these things. And then to bring in a game changer and to say, look, we're not just going to go with the thing that was complained about loudly. We're really going to take the time to build a cohesive thing. You know, people have been complaining about, well, the game's broken, it's not worth it. But I so appreciate that they're waiting until they're ready and they're really trying to do the whole picture instead of just going for the quick win.
Yeah, I'm really right there with you, Birds. I think that's been the toughest thing over the past few months while we wait for changes and while we get used to a stale Crucible, if you are willing to go there. But this is really cool. I like this. Another thing we should talk about is heavy weapons and exotics. And of course, these are all getting impacted by everything we've just discussed. But, and well, and rockets, yeah. Grenades and horseshoes, probably pretty overpowered. I like the change. What exotics stood out to you guys? Like, if you could pick one, obviously, Last Word Thorn are changing. I think we all saw that coming a million miles away.
Ooh.
But what exotics stood out in this article to you guys that maybe you weren't expecting or you were hoping, crossing your fingers for?
I personally was waiting for the Necrochasm, and they even mention it in the article. They know it's bad. We know it's bad.
They know it's bad.
And yeah. for such a gun that was so hard to get, I remember like doing hard mode reluctantly over and over again to hopefully get my Crux. It was, and then to find out it's useless. It's absolutely useless. And we did the Sweaties match where we did, you know, auto rifles, and I stuck to my guns, for the lack of the better pun. And I used that gun, and it was fun. It was like, you know, I wasn't getting as many kills, but whenever that Cursebringer perk, you know, procced, it was hilarious watching someone explode. And to have it be, you know, they're going to specifically, with the two auto rifles, they're not being affected by the drop-off in the range, but to have the stability and the mag size increased on Necrochasm is going to be great. You know, you're going to be able to dump, like, what, 70 rounds into someone? And it's...
Oh, yeah.
And if they also fixed it so that every single precision kill, you're going to proc that explosion. And that's amazing. And they even said, like, we saw in the tests, like, it's great to see that explosion and you kill off someone right next to it in skirmish. I can't wait. I'm going to use that all the time.
What about you, Birds? Did you have a gun that sparked your interest?
Bones, you better go next, because I got three that I'm just going to talk about whatever two or maybe three you don't talk about. I can't just pick one. I've got three things I'm so excited about. So you go.
I have to talk about the Lord of Wolves. I don't even have this gun. I don't even really want it, to be honest. I'm not super thrilled by the idea. Especially currently, I don't feel like putting an exotic in my secondary slot. But this recovery boost with people close to you, and it's already such an issue of bunching up with your teammates. I'll talk about that later, too. Boy, if everyone's recovering like crazy, this thing could really change trials. I think it's a very high concept gun. I think it might be even a little hopeful as far as Bungie's concerned. I admire it. I love the crazy mechanics they throw in. I love that guns are unique, and this one certainly is. But if it works, this gun makes a team so much stronger, which is scary. I think if a team really decides to play to their whoever's using the Lord of Wolves, and if they really think about that, and you're dropping into a match, hey guys, I'm going LOW, they're going to... and they change their playstyle, thing will steamroll people. It's going to be crazy. I don't even have it, but I'm scared of it. And I think I'm glad that they're doing something with that perk because it's so different. And I love when they give attention to what they have invented that is different. So that's mine.
Well, I'll just say about that. I got to assume that that's a PvE thing because, or that they've made the recovery so much that bunching up is not just going to get punished by one arc bolt that comes in and teaches you not to clump up. But all right, I'm going to make this quick. I got to talk about Thorn and Last Word. And all okay. I'll say about this is that I love that they made the guns. They took the spirit of the gun and they just made it more of what it's supposed to be. Last Word is probably one of my favorite all-arounders. And they said, look, it shouldn't be a sniper. You shouldn't be able to get him half the match. But we're going to take that hipfire bonus that makes the last word, and we're going to boost it. I love it. I love it. That's what it should be. It's more last word than it's ever been. Same thing with Thorn. Thorn is, you know, there's it's a damage over time gun, and they've taken the damage over time. They've cut it down, and they've made it stack 5x. I mean, that is more thorny than the thorn has ever been. they didn't decide to punish us for using these guns. They decided to take away something and focus on what makes them cool, and I love to see that. And I'll just say, I'm so glad, and look, I'm guilty of it too. I'm so glad, and this is not even PvP related, that they've made Icebreaker a little less viable for every single PvE task, because I'm so sick of that. Oh, right. Slow it down. Enough. Put something else away.
Just six of those in the vault of glass up on the cliff for 20 minutes.
Oh, just wait for it to charge up. Just give me a sec. Give me a sec before we run in. It's like, well, it's 2 minutes now.
Well, I'm bored
for that. All right. Should we move on, guys?
Yeah. And the last section of this update is stats. And to be honest, it made my head hurt a little bit trying to really understand what they were doing with it. And I think this is one thing that's going to be fleshed out a little bit as we move along. But I think it's really all to continue their philosophy and their goal to make weapons fill a role. I think the stats like stability and things like that and range, it's all to make an auto rifle be an auto rifle and do what an auto rifle should and have a scout do what a scout should. And I think I'm glad that they're really going into such great detail with these guns. They're not just saying like, all right, well, I gotta cool down on the Thorn. They're looking at every single gun and they're really making it balanced. And I think there's that word, balance. It's great to hear. It's happening.
Yep. I hope there's a lot of space at the top. Let's see a lot of guns in the Crucible.
I would love for some variety.
Yep. That's all we ask for. I mean, you give us a game with like that is loot addiction based and so many guns to choose from, and then we all just use Thorn and Last Word anyways. Nah, let's mix it up. It'll be fun.
That's probably one of my, you know, the things that gets me the most is when I'm so happy for this weapon balance because, you know, one of the things that happens to me the most is I'll be, you know, using a gun I like the Mida, or, you know, a secondary, like, Invective or something. And I'll feel it, like, such a disadvantage that I want to switch back and, like, switch to the Thorn, switch to the Last Word. And that goes back to, like, at the beginning when I was like, I swap out because, like, I want to go into a match feeling like I love this gun. But I don't find it. I don't find it in the Thorn. I do love the Last Word, but I feel dirty whenever I use the Thorn.
That feeling goes away. Don't worry about it.
You just embrace it.
Yep. Just be nasty.
Well, guys, are we in a better mood now?
I'm getting there. I'm warming up. It is. I got something to look forward to in the distance. Maybe I never will get any better at this game. I can't stop playing, but at least there'll be more variety to keep me tuned in.
When I get better, I'll be better at killing you in sweaties.
Hey, right?
I do want to talk about sweaties. We've been trying lately in sweaties, and I think it's been incredibly helpful. But it's reminding me constantly that I need to reassess, and I need to watch my old videos, and I need to record a bad match and say what happened here. And sweaties, I think the three of us will probably say this once an episode about how helpful it is, but just talk to your bros about what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, you can play a fun one like auto rifles. You can all be in the same party, or you can split off and really take it seriously, which we do a little bit of both. But you know, those were really informative when I thought about it today, And, you know, I was saying earlier at the start here that I was hitting a plateau and I didn't really know what to do. And a lot of that came from my positioning and my approach. And this is one of the highest level ways of thinking about the game that we have only sort of scratched the surface on. We talked about in the first episode, our lanes where we know, well, I'm on Shores of Time and I love running here. It's where I get the kills. I'm going to go to B or I'm going to stand right here. But one thing I've noticed, especially in Sweaties and Skirmish, that happened to the three of us is our positioning as a team. I think we all three of us knew what parts of the map were good to defend, which angles we should attack from. But something I saw was, you know, it's sort of an individual way of approaching that. Because we're also used to playing Control and Clash, we know that if I stand here, I'll get a headshot eventually through that door. But when all three people want a headshot through that door and don't communicate that they want a headshot through that door, they get bunched up, everyone's aiming down sights, and you sort of, you know, you reenact the scene from 300 where everyone runs into a small lane. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's one thing I need to learn and to continue to communicate with my team about. Do you guys get what I'm saying there?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, there was several times we got, you know, Nova bombed altogether, and we shouldn't have. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, not even the Nova bomb, the bulk grenade. I mean, we all know better than to do that. I think one thing that we all learned very quickly was how to do callouts. You know, we know how to call out where other people are. We know how to count them on our radar and give a sense. And when you're playing skirmish, you can keep track of everybody. And if somebody's flanking and they show up on the radar, we're able to communicate that in the team. But I think one thing that we have to focus on learning is learning how to call out our own strategies. Like you say, I mean, if we're controlling a PowerPoint and there's three different angles of approach from it, we should each be watching one of them. You know, if we're on Rusted Lands and we're looking, you know, we're up on the platform and, you know, we're all looking at that one little tunnel there. Somebody's going to come through the middle room. Somebody's going to come from C. Somebody's going to come from B or come around the backside. You know, we need to control it as a group instead of, you know, being able to see without looking at your opponent or your teammates and or even necessarily talking with them. You know, we need to be able to divvy up what we're going to do in the match at any given moment so you don't have to worry about it. So you can really focus 100% instead of doing what we do when we run solo, which is check over here and then check over here and then check over here and check over here and then you get shot in the back.
I was actually just going to say that it's not so much just worrying about the three other enemies. You know, that's obviously what you're going to be looking at and focusing on. But what has to be subconscious and conscious is where your teammates are. You actually have to know where six people are on the map at all times. And that's the hardest thing to do. But with a little more communication, with a little spatial awareness, we can work on that. And we can know, well, hey, Birds is scoped through that door. We know they're in there. And if anyone comes out, they're getting a bullet in the head. I do not need to be the one to shoot that bullet. I can cover this one door. I can even not get a kill for a while, just preventing them from escaping. That sort of thing. And that's really tough to accept when you're so used to just jumping into control and saying, I'm going to get as many kills as possible here.
Yeah.
Move out of my way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think it needs to be like, it needs to be said, like, you kind of need to be a little bit selfless, you know, in those matches and be able to, like, all right, play to each other's strengths. You know, have a conversation at the beginning, like, oh yeah, I'm going to go into this with this weapon loadout. This is what I'm trying to do. You know, I'm trying to be a, you know, long range scout rifle user with shotguns. And, you know, you want to be the sniper in this match. It's really all about communication in the game and even before the game.
I mean, I think there must have been, we've been playing a lot together this last week. I can think of at least three or four times that two, if not three of us, all shot sniper rounds at the same place at the same time.
The same person.
It only takes headshot to take the guy down. But I literally have to look in the kill feed to see which one of the three of us who took that shot got it. And then we all die because we got blindsided. Like, really got that one guy so good. But
so good.
Missed the bigger picture.
You know, Swain, you mentioned something interesting at the beginning here. Something that you were conscious of yourself, but it was switching weapons a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I do that way too much as of late, and I gotta
I've been doing it too, actually, and not obsessively, but it's so tough to just, you know, you don't want to get bored. Yeah. Obviously, you need to use the best weapons to compete, and that means using Thorn and the Last Word a lot, of course. But it's sort of it's an interesting debate on, do I learn a lot of guns, get a good feel for everything so I know every aspect of the game, or do I pick something and stick to it? And, I mean, look at M'Tashed. He's got less than 200 shotgun kills in his life. Look at Invicta. He's definitely only using a shotgun. And you got to think, like, are they better because they just are so comfortable and don't change? And sometimes that's true. But, you know, sometimes you want to approach things from a well-rounded perspective. You know, play all three classes. Use pulse rifles and hand cannons 50% of the time. But I know it's interesting. It's like Super Smash Bros. Do I just stay with Captain Falcon forever, or do I practice with Martha and Link?
How am I not surprised that you are a Captain Falcon? Not surprised in the slightest.
I'd say I'm 60-40 Captain Falcon Link. I play a little bit with Marth, and then I do have a taste for Ness and Lucas are pretty fun now.
Yeah. I'm 100% Pikachu. You can't
Pikachu. I love Pikachu. Love him.
Going back to that, like, I would say that maybe switching around when this, the whole 2.0 comes out, I might be even better because I have been switching around and I have been playing with all the guns. So
exactly.
That's a positive outlook on that, I guess, huh?
Yeah. You know, I know for myself, I can't do it. I really can't. It takes everything I have to stay locked into the Last Word. Last Word is a gun that if you stop playing it or you forget how it's supposed to be handled, you are cut, you know. And you can say this for a lot of things. I actually picked up my shotguns that I love and I've spent so many motes rolling for the first time in ages and tried to get back into the blink shotgun thing that I used to do like okay. I mean, I used to be okay at it, and it was all gone. I mean, yeah, you should have a couple different options. You should be able to synergize with your team. I think I'm realizing that as boring as it is, and it doesn't necessarily have to be for one of the big three. Hopefully this balance change opens that up. But it really does pay to put in the time and learn your gun inside out. I mean, look at Worn Out Pen. He's been using the same LDR for ages. And part of what makes him so fearsome is that he gets all of his kills with it. He knows exactly how it handles. He knows exactly the recoil on it. He knows exactly how long it takes to reload. You know, he doesn't have to count rounds or look at the meter. He knows, this is my fourth shot, this is my third, this is my second, this is my last shot. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is something to be said for choosing your specialty and really doubling down on it. And you should try other stuff, but your primary gameplay style, you should be able to do that better than anyone else you know.
Yep. All right.
Musical break in 3, 2,
musical
1.
Musical break! Hey everyone, Bones here. I just wanted to take a second to say thank you to everyone who's tuned in so far. It's been so awesome to hear good support from everyone, from people on Reddit and Twitter. It's been so cool. It would be awesome if you could take a quick second to rate and review us on iTunes, to follow us on Twitter at Crucible Radio, maybe give us a retweet. It would be so helpful. And as always, we love suggestions, comments. If you have a thought or something you want to hear, please tell us. We are always listening. We're currently working on new things to bring you guys that would be so cool. I also want to do a quick shout out to Fatgate 1998, the musical collective that has provided us music for the past few weeks. It sounds so good. We look forward to working with other people. If you have stuff that you want to get on, if you want to give us some tunes, we'd love to hear it. So keep it up. Share it if you can. This has been so cool. We are so excited to keep doing it.
What is that?
What is this music?
Do you hear that?
This is the outro time right now. Got guys.
Hello again, listeners. It's Bones here. You know my voice. I just want to remind all of you Guardians out there that with a lot of news about weapon balancing, there's going to be a lot of complaints on the internet. There's going to be a lot of speculation. I just want to remind everyone to stay cool, stay sexy, and stay relaxed as we move on into year two of Destiny. As always, you need to follow us on Twitter at Crucible Radio. We'll have a lot of breaking news for you there, a lot of updates on our show. If you'd like, rate and subscribe to us on iTunes, even write a review. We would love that. We'll even give you a special treat. I don't know if I can guarantee that. I haven't talked to birds about it, but we'll see what we can do. Thanks for tuning in to Crucible Radio. The crucible's getting sweaty.